You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Thursday, May 5th. Top Democrats in Washington have reacted with contempt in the wake of Politico publishing a story unveiling the contents of a draft opinion in the case of Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization that would overturn Roe v. Wade. President Joe Biden issued a statement Tuesday calling for voters to elect pro-choice officials this November should the court overturn Roe, asserting, quote, "At the federal level, we will need more pro-choice senators and a pro-choice majority in the House to adopt legislation that codifies Roe, which I will work to pass and sign into law." Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a Democrat from California, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat from New York, issued a joint statement Monday evening warning, quote, "If the report is accurate, the Supreme Court is poised to inflict the greatest restriction of rights in the past 50 years, not just on women, but on behalf of all Americans." Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat from Massachusetts, took to Twitter to call for drastic action to stop this horrifying injustice in its tracks, which included a demand to expand the Supreme Court. Warren also expressed a desire to end the filibuster and codify Roe v. Wade with a national law protecting rights. Despite the idea of adding justices to the Supreme Court gaining traction among many on the left, the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg asserted during a 2019 interview with NPR that 9 seems to be a good number. In a statement released by the Supreme Court on Tuesday, verifying the authenticity of the draft opinion of Roe v. Wade, the court said it does not reflect a final ruling. Chief Justice John Roberts Jr. said whoever released the draft committed a betrayal and called for an investigation into the leak. Conservatives, including the prominent publication National Review, are calling on the U.S. Supreme Court to immediately release the final version of a majority opinion that could overturn the 1973 landmark decision Roe v. Wade. In an editorial board column published Tuesday, the magazine wrote, quote, "Publication would avoid the scandalous appearance that the court's rulings could be swayed by leaks and political pressure. Justices who plan to dissent could still do so at their leisure." The column came on the heels of a tweet by Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen, Republican from Oklahoma, on Monday, where he called for the Supreme Court to, quote, "now act and release the final opinion rather than have the issue of Roe's future simmer," concluding, quote, "action will be in the best interest of the nation." 3 former workers at the daycare run by Journey Church of the River Region in Prattville, Alabama, have been charged with 1 count of felony child abuse and failure to report child abuse as a court-mandated reporter. Chief Assistant District Attorney C.J. Robinson of the 19th Judicial Circuit said the abuse suffered by at least 7 children under the age of 2 was like something out of a horror story. A spokeswoman for the church told the Montgomery Advertiser, quote, "Immediately upon our discovery of misconduct, we terminated all 3 individuals. We promptly contacted law enforcement, as well as all state entities to which we report, and we have been fully cooperating and working together with law enforcement and its investigators." The spokesman also said the church met with parents of the abused children. Robinson confirmed church leaders and the daycare center have been cooperative with law enforcement, stating, quote, "As soon as there were allegations of abuse, they contacted Prattville police. They have done everything you would expect to assist in the investigation." The Department of Education is investigating Liberty University's handling of assault allegations following another former student coming forward to claim that the private, evangelical university failed to properly investigate her allegation of sexual assault. The lawsuit filed last week in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Virginia argues that Liberty failed to provide plaintiff with services or reasonable accommodations required under Title IX of the Education Amendments of 1972, the Rehabilitation Act, and other laws. According to the complaint, the student was raped by another student in April 2021 at an off-campus student housing complex. The lawsuit claims the university didn't investigate the claim and later accused her of violating the student code of conduct. A class action lawsuit was filed last year by a dozen students who made similar allegations. New research from the Barna Group has revealed more pastors now say they considered quitting their jobs compared to a year ago, fueled by challenges such as loneliness, despair, political divisions, and a drop in church membership. The research shows that 42% of pastors have given serious consideration to quitting full-time ministry within the last year, up from 29% in 2021. More than half of those who considered quitting full-time ministry in the last year cited the immense stress of the job as a major factor behind their thinking, with 2 in 5 pastors reporting that, quote, "I feel lonely and isolated." Actress Danica McKellar, known by many for her starring role as Winnie Cooper in the ABC series The Wonder Years, recently took to Instagram Live to share details about her relationship with the Lord. The actress, who admitted she struggled with Christianity for many years, explained that her growing connection with God occurred after fellow actress Candace Cameron Bure gifted her a Bible. She said, quote, "I'm not here to preach, but I have so much love in my heart, I just had to share what I'm experiencing and to share a little why I believe it's taken me up to this point to begin this journey. I can tell you, I'm experiencing a relationship with God and Jesus that I've never had before, and it feels miraculous." We hope you enjoyed listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Don't forget, you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post Daily Newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.